Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Patriots Friday. Robert Splaine will join us in about 25 minutes at 7:30, and Wiggy has been all over it, not just this week, but last week too, when it comes to the defense and about the expectation that there was for them and not living up to it, whether it is missed tackles or what Mike Vrabel calls explosive plays that you are giving up, that the pressure's on here when it comes to the D on Sunday and Aaron Rodgers. So we'll talk to Robert Splaine about that and other things coming up in just a little bit. But and of course, Monday, heads up, we will be at Gillette Stadium with Mike Vrabel and with Boomer Esiason, who has been very critical of Tom Brady.
Right.
And so we'll be able to talk to Boomer more about that on Monday's show. But we have leads left, including this one from Courtney. Hello, Courtney.
Hello, good morning, everybody. It's your choice this morning. It's a Friday. There's a serious lead I have or a not serious lead that I have.
I mean, I'm not serious on Fridays. I mean, I'm a very serious person Monday through Thursday, but
right.
I come Friday, I let the freak flag fly, Curtis.
There you go.
You know how that goes.
Sure I do. Love it.
I'm thinking of staying up past 8 o'clock tonight, maybe.
That is a ballsy move.
Depending on how good Dateline looks.
Okay, then I'll do the not seriously. Because you know what? I don't really want to anger people in the Twitch this morning. I really want to just like, I want to head into the weekend on a good note.
Okay.
They're going to hate this lead no matter what.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Taylor Swift's album comes out in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today. Yeah. The Life of a Showgirl. It was announced yesterday, speculations, that there will be a film that is coming out in theaters alongside
what?
This album. When I tell you,
does she need any more money? I mean, the woman has billions and billions of dollars.
Well, she got to take care of Travis.
Is it going to be free for her fans?
No, definitely not.
In this economy, it would be nice. I mean,
let me tell you, as soon as that those tickets drop, I will be number one in line in queue to order. This is exactly what Taylor Swift fans need, because it's going to be a bit probably before we get another concert. The fact that she's giving us maybe even a feature length film to go along with this album is so chef's kiss, yeah. I can't even explain to you.
Is Sydney Sweeney in it? Because then I would go.
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm sure she'll have friends.
Is it a film of making the album?
We have no idea what the film is.
It's all about the number 13.
Right. It's a movie about a movie.
No, I just think that it's so...
It's her proposal.
It's innovative. But
innovative. People have done concert movies since the
19th. This isn't a concert movie. That's what I was going to say. They've done movies after an album has come out, and they've toured and they've put those movies out there in theaters. But this is leading up to an album release. That's never been done before.
So it's just like her movie of the album release.
Whether it's a movie that just explains, like the music plays in the background of the movie, or if it's how she made the movie.
Oh, so you're saying it's
yet.
Completely.
It could be an actual film.
Oh.
I wonder if, I mean, Kelsey now will be in two feature films in 1 year. You got Happy Gilmore 2.
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And, he was good in that.
Yeah. He was great.
He was very good in that.
Also, didn't he make a brief appearance in that Christmas movie?
Debbie Does Dallas?
No, like the Chiefs.
The Hallmark Chiefs love story.
I never saw it.
The Chiefs love story.
Oh, he did make a quick cameo on that?
Yeah. We need more Christmas movies on Hallmark, honestly. There aren't enough of
those
them.
Are the best
ones.
Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
Right.
Yeah. I think Donna Kelsey's in it, like a bit.
She is. Yes.
A Chiefs love story is the guy punching his pregnant wife, if we're being honest. I mean, what a horrible organization.
It really
Disgusting.
Is.
Disgusting.
It really is.
Awful.
Also...
By the way, quick aside, if Bill Belichick's son had done what Britt Reid did and he was the spokesperson for a national insurance company, do you think people would make a deal of it?
Yes, yeah. I think they would.
Oh, anyway,
are they
sorry.
Not? They're not. Nobody's even.
Oh, Andy Reid, yo, discount double check.
I'm seeing news this morning that Adele is in talks to be the Super Bowl halftime show. So I guess it won't be your girl. If those reports are accurate.
That's I don't like that choice.
I don't either. And
it's
I love
too
Adele.
Slow. Yeah,
it's
same.
Too slow.
I'm Courtney. I'm right with you.
You and I were just talking about Adele like a week ago because I asked Greg off air if there was any artist that he has never seen, because I feel like he's seen everybody, that he wants to see before, you know, his death in 100 years. And he said no. He says he feels pretty confident in everybody that he is.
I've seen pretty much everybody, yeah.
And I said my one is Adele.
Yeah.
But Adele.
But you wouldn't want to see her do the Super Bowl halftime show?
No, it's too low energy. Yeah.
No juice to that.
Yeah, there's no juice to that.
Post Malone is the play this year. Like, that is a sweet spot.
I could see Posty.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, I want to see Smokey Robinson before he goes.
Oh, Smokey. They try to take Smokey down, man. Yep.
Wiggy, good morning. Good morning.
Smoke dog. Good morning. So, I was sitting watching last night's game.
Which one? Do you remember?
The Miami-Buffalo game.
What else did you have playing during it?
No. Generally, when I do the Red Sox, sometimes I watch, but sometimes I listen to it on the Odyssey app, and then I'll get in my Call of Duty mode.
Yes.
Or maybe I'm into a little bit of Love and Hip Hop, and it's kind of like there, and I'm hearing it in the background.
Yeah.
So that's where
you incorrectly scored one of Trevor Story's era as being a Tua era during that game. But go ahead, yes.
So when I'm watching last night's game, the Bills versus the Dolphins in Miami. They went up there. I give them credit. They fought hard. They came up short. You know, they made two mistakes that killed them in the game. The roughing the kicker penalty, which led to Buffalo going up 21-14. But they had an opportunity, and then Tua's interception, maybe on Buffalo's, you know, 30-yard line, somewhere in that range, they were driving the football. And I said to myself, you got Pittsburgh coming in here Sunday. If you can win this game, the confidence and the motivation that it could give to this football team, knowing that you have Carolina the following week at home, and then you could be going to Buffalo, a place where it seems like, based off of Miami, that they can be beat. And you could be going up there in 2 weeks playing for first place in the division. And it is a
possibility. Did you just say Buffalo could be beat at home?
Yes.
Did you not watch that game? 12 straight games at home.
Did you not watch that game last night? The reason why Miami lost that game is because the roughing the kicker, which was the dumbest thing that the guy could have did. He's a defensive lineman trying to block a punt and gives him a 15-yard penalty. Buffalo continues to drive in the third quarter, goes down and scores the go-ahead touchdown. You had stopped Buffalo and they were punting you the football and you have this horrible play. Then you drive the football down late into the fourth quarter and Tua throws the worst interception possible when you're driving with an opportunity to at least tie the football game up. If you watched that game last night, Miami had opportunities. So they can be beat at home. Not saying
but you can't do that and then ignore the Prater missed field goal. Like, there were plays that the Bills missed.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But if you those two plays, I thought, you know, he's going to be missed field goals throughout the game. That's just the way it is.
Right, and there's going to be interceptions by Tua.
But I look at the Patriots are a better team than the Miami Dolphins, and that if you could beat Pittsburgh to give you that confidence, you could be playing Buffalo in 2 weeks.
It's not like you mollywopped the Dolphins, by the way.
No, you didn't.
Barely won.
You did.
I mean,
but did Buffalo?
If we're going to talk about
minus close, 1 foot, you might not have won that foot.
But did
you
Buffalo
size
look
10
invincible
instead of 12,
last
they lose.
Night? Did Buffalo look invincible last
no.
night?
It's Thursday night football. Well, nobody looks invincible.
It's showing it right there. Horrible play. Yeah, showing it on ESPN.
Oh,
no, you can't see it on Twitch.
I was
going to
say, you can't show that on Twitch, Ricky. Yeah.
Ken just dropped his
I understand that. But if you were watching that game last night, Miami had a legit chance.
You also play to the level of your opponent oftentimes. I mean,
I'm sorry,
so
Wiggs,
maybe
I never thought for
New
a second
England plays up.
But I never thought for a second the Dolphins were going to win that
Not
game.
For a moment.
Never. Well,
but to Wiggy's credit, who was the favorite in the Pats-Dolphins game?
Pats.
The Dolphins.
Oh, no,
Dolphins.
No,
the Dolphins. Yeah, and then
Dolphins.
Last night, the Bills were favored by
12.5.
Okay, 12. They won by 10. They didn't even, it's not like they won by 4. Like, they won by 10.
Yeah, but it was a cheesy field goal at the end that made it go to 10.
And they missed they missed a field goal, so it all goes away in the wash.
Well, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Don't be shocked if they beat Pittsburgh.
Just 12 wins at home. No big deal.
All right. Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
We talk a lot on this show during the news about those who have done wrong in schools and are going to be inducted into the Pervert Teacher Association. So I was interested in what is going on in Connecticut, because there is a school district in Connecticut, Torrington, Connecticut, which is trying to impose a dress code for teachers and students. And I'm not a big dress code guy. Obviously, if you watch the show, I kind of just roll out of bed, throw on whatever's
available. Big fan of self-expression.
Correct. I don't think a dress code is effective when it comes to how kids are or aren't going to behave. But you may disagree with me, and that's fine. But the teachers are obviously pushing back on this. They don't want a dress code. They feel like a dress code for the students is fine, which they already have there. But what they're trying to eliminate when it comes to what teachers might wear are hoodies, low-cut shirts, and ripped blue jeans.
Right.
And so this may actually be a positive when it comes to eliminating the problem that we have with teachers and students falling in love. If you got rid of if you made the teachers male and female, you know, wear something that kind of, you know, snugs right up to the top of the neck and is so nobody is staring at each other while school's going on.
First and foremost, I think that dress codes are great for kids, because I do think I had a dress code growing up, and anytime it was free dress day, I was not focused on school at all. I was worried about my outfit and what everybody else was wearing.
Not surprising at all.
Whatever. Yeah. So, but when it comes to teachers, don't they have enough on their plate at this point? Like, in this day and age, to then add on, like, that they need to dress a certain way. If you are hiring somebody who has their boobs out every single day, Monday through Friday, in front of kindergartners, like, that's on you. Yeah, that you chose that person.
And I know Wiggy brings us up each time, and he's spot on. Like, I don't remember a single teacher that was in any way something that was viewed as sexual my entire childhood.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, love you, Mrs. Bumpus. I was not into you. Like, it was the furthest thing from my mind.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird.
I don't mind the dress code for
the
teachers.
You like it for the teachers?
Have you seen how some of them dress?
Yeah.
There was a meme that was put up about teachers when we went to school and versus now, and there are some... Hey, there are some thickens out there that wear some tight skirts.
Really?
And I know if I was a 16-year-old in school,
you'd be distracted.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So you think
I would not be looking at the blackboard. I can guarantee that.
So you think this is a good thing
in
Connecticut?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I know. Hell yeah. As a 16-year-old, a 15-year-old, 14-year-old, a little wiggy in the classroom with that teacher with the big old booty, I'm like, man, I ain't paying. What? What assignment?
Is little wiggy code?
No, I'm like, man, what assignment? I'm telling all the fellas like, hey, man, you see Mrs. Johnson today? Wow,
baby, I am so horny.
In order to get you to pay attention, she'd have to do the math equation right on her booty in the skirt.
Like, yeah.
That would be the only way that
turn that projection screen and put it right on that derriere, and I'll stay focused all day long. I would have been an A student. Have you seen some of these teachers?
Yeah, I mean, we showed
Mitch,
them
if you can find the meme. There it is. Man, that's Mitch's classic.
Oh, obscene right sexual now. Noises.
Woo!
So that's on YouTube and Twitch right now.
Man.
But I don't think anything that the bottom three women are wearing is inappropriate. Wiggy. I don't.
Come on, for a 16-year-old?
No, I'm sorry. I Courtney? Don't. It's called being in the real world, yeah. And every woman's body is different. Like, they're covered from the neck to the to mid-calves. They've got curves. Like, mm-hmm. that is life.
But, like, also, shouldn't we be putting it, like, on, like, the responsibility on the teachers? It's not necessarily the dress code. It's the fact that, how about just don't have a relationship with a 16-year-old?
Right.
Like, 16-year-olds fantasize about everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if you throw...
16-year-old
boys. Shime, if you look at the picture up top, if you throw them in the Hillary Clinton pantsuit, listen, I understand everybody's curves are different, Courtney, but when you're 14 with hormones rushing through your body and your teachers...
Yeah, but let them fantasize with you. Who cares? Like, that's not the issue.
But the problem is...
is condoning a relationship with a 14-year-old.
Right. I'm just saying the problem is a 14, 15-year-old, they fantasize, and now in the world that they live in, they can see their teachers. They can communicate with them through Snapchat. We couldn't do that back then.
Right.
And granted... our teachers did not look like they look today, and you wouldn't want to communicate. But imagine you could be like, oh, Mrs. Johnson, great job today in class. And she's like, oh, thank you, Billy. And then next thing you know, one thing leads to another, and here you are. I could not focus if they were any one of those.
You wouldn't be able to handle it. So this is a good idea.
Good, I'm all for it.
So they should force a dress code on teachers everywhere so that none of this kind of thing happens.
And pantsuit.
What is the dress code? Greg just brought up that they want to eliminate like hoodies and stuff.
No.
Are they going to say you need to be covered from the neck to the toes in baggy clothing?
Throw them in a pantsuit. Yeah, like
those curves are going to show off in a pantsuit, not like a jacket hanging down.
Not like that. It's a different thing, Courtney.
It's the pleats.
Yeah, so you would say no tight skirts.
Nope.
Clearly.
Nope. No tight skirts.
I don't know if they're intentionally tight or if they...
No, I mean, they got nice curves.
Exactly. It's not... But these women, they have beautiful bodies. And I see Jay Legend in Coco and Shime's defense. These booties would show through even a pantsuit. They would.
Yeah, but it's not as much, though.
So they've got to wear the jacket all day, too? You want them to overheat?
Yeah, well, turn the air conditioner on. I told you, I would not be... Shime, honestly, Greg... Curtis, could you focus if you were a 14-year-old boy and you had one of those teachers?
Wiggy, yeah. I couldn't focus regardless.
You could?
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
Stop lying.
I would have a hard time.
I didn't hit my sexual peak until 47.
I'm not saying you didn't hit it. Shout out to those teachers.
All right. Anyway.
I feel
all right,
sick.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, my
47
God.
Was a great number.
I just wasn't expecting you to say that.
Not at all.
Can you imagine the dads? Hey, when's your next parent-teacher conference? I want to show up to that thing.
All right. Well, those are our leads. It's a Patriots Friday. Robert Spillane will be coming up with us in about 10 minutes. Here now is Courtney and what is trending this hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox dropped their last against the A's. 5-3 was the final after Oakland jumped out to a 3-1 start in the first inning. Brian Baio went 4 innings, giving up 3 runs on 5 hits while striking out 3. So that magic number to clinch a wild card spot for the Sox stays at 8. The guy's now in...
It's like a minor league roster. Like, I guess it's appropriate that you're playing this weekend in the AAA ball field. These guys, a lot of these guys would not be playing on other teams. I mean, I
who wouldn't?
Sogard.
But what about Bregman, Sadon Rafael?
Yes.
Ref Schneider. Narvaez.
Narvaez, yes. Ref Schneider, I don't know.
Do you think the Red Sox would be better and being able to pay more attention to their game if Will Fleming stopped dressing the way he is?
Probably.
Yeah, I think he's all right.
The guy's now in Tampa Bay to take on the Rays tonight. 7:35 first pitch with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Bills took down the Dolphins in Thursday Night Football, a closer game than most expected, ending 31-21 after the teams went to the locker room at halftime, tied at 14. Tua Tagovailoa completed 22 of 34 passes for 146 yards, two touchdowns. He had an interception in the loss, while Josh Allen completed 22 of 28 for 213 yards and three touchdowns in Buffalo's win. The Patriots are gearing up for their Week 3 matchup with the Steelers on Sunday, 1 p.m. kickoff. We'll talk to Robert Spillane on this Patriots Friday morning. Keon White seemed to good to go. He practiced fully yesterday. Christian Gonzalez partial practice yesterday. So I'm unsure whether or not we see him on Sunday against the Steelers. And drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive-away event. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely. With symmetrical all-wheel drive, find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got They Said It.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.